Welcome back to Strange Reality, the Paranormal Mystery Science Podcast. I'm Kyle.
I'm Alex.
Today we're going to be talking about the horrors of our great oceans.
Ooh.
Dude, so, like, it's crazy that, like, as much as we don't know of, like, space and things like that, how much of, like, our own planet is still pretty much unexplored.
Right. For real.
It's crazy. Like, holy crap.
Right. Well, yeah, especially with, like, the ocean. I mean, planets... what, 70% of it?
Yeah.
You know, and we've barely even scratched the surface of it. It's wild, you know?
Yeah, we have like there's even like myths inside the myth. Like, so, you know, we have like a lot of the bottom of like the ocean floor is like just this completely like unexplored territory. But then you also just have like, oh, on top of like the shit we just don't have it explored, there's also just like Atlantis.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, oh yeah, and everyone in you know, from the History Channel. God, I hate the History Channel. So I was like, oh, you never heard of Atlantis? No. The tale of wonder and like the underwater sea, blah blah blah. It's like, dude, these people are so dumb.
I really love a lot of the Atlantis theories. I know we're going to get there in this episode, and I'll bring them up because like there are some theories that I really do enjoy. Just because like I fall under the pretense of, why not? You know, like,
yeah.
Was it really just a myth? Like, or
no, I'm willing
was
to,
it?
Well, yeah, I mean, since like considering like land masses have kind of like shifted around and evolved over like thousands of years, like I definitely believe that there were cities that existed that are now underwater, 100%.
Right.
Now,
they've even proven that, you know, like yeah. There's definitely like civilizations like under our oceans.
Yeah. So like you've seen the movie Atlantis, right?
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's a classic, man.
I love
man.
That movie. That movie's like. Great. That's such a great, great movie. Mm-hmm. And I wish that, like, they were, like, I think they were talking about doing a live-action version of that movie.
Don't.
You don't think so?
No, I just leave it be.
Okay.
Just leave it be. Unless, who is it, James Cameron did Avatar?
Oh, yeah. I would fuck with that.
Yeah.
I would do
that. Like,
okay.
I feel like he would nail it.
That's true. Him or like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
But
agreed.
James Cameron. He's that's a good call. But so obviously like everyone's like heard of like the Bermuda Triangle is probably the most well-known, like, I guess, ocean mystery.
You know, when I was a kid, I really thought that was going to be more of a problem.
Me too. Yeah. Cause I'm pretty sure I've been on like a couple cruises and like just a couple boat trips. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we go through the Bermuda Triangle and I'm like,
it's fine.
There's one thing that I've, and I don't mean to like, listen, my family, we went on a lot of cruises when we were younger. All right.
Fucking ritzy bastard.
I was going to say, I don't want to get any slack in the comments, but, it was always like to like some place in like the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And there was always like this one place in there was always one day in our journey where everything, like you leave like Miami or whatever, you're going to like leave the dock from, and there's like a certain part in like your journey where you're hitting like these huge swells.
Really?
Yeah,
on a cruise ship.
And it's like every single time it's always like about like a third of the way.
Okay.
And like, and they're really bad. Like, and there was one where we kind of like watched the bow of the ship kind of like, you know, divvy down.
Yeah.
And then it like takes in all this water and like rises back up, like with the swell. It was wild to see.
Dude, fuck that. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not about that.
And like my dad's so funny. He always like he always has like these weird little hacks for like any like day to day. I guess like if you ever just like this weird, like, oh, I don't know, I got this weird headache. My dad just has like this weird hack for it. He's just like, I love him. He's an odd dude. But, when we were on every cruise we've ever been on, or like any like boat trip or anything like that, my dad was like, cause I don't like the, you know, it's freaky. It's like, it's freaky to be out in the ocean.
Well, I think the biggest, scariest part about that for people is, you know, if shit goes wrong, like you're hundreds of miles from anything.
Yeah, where are you supposed to go? Like like those stories of you hear of people that that fall off of cruise ships and they're just stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Terrifying.
Are there any movies about like a good boat trip too? Most movies are about something horrible happening out on like a cruise ship or something like that.
You ever seen the movie Poseidon?
No, I haven't.
It's with it's from like the early 2000s. I think it's with like Kurt Russell, but they're on like a cruise ship and it gets hit by a tsunami. So the ship gets turned upside down. It's still floating, but it's turned upside down and like it's slowly quote unquote sinking. It was really kind of cool how they did it, but terrifying because they're all just having fun at like, you know, the ballroom of like this cruise ship, and unbeknownst to them, they're all just going to get flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Like over a tsunami. Yeah. It was pretty wild, but,
My horror for that is Ghost Ship. Like that opening scene in Ghost Ship, you know, just everybody enjoying themselves and then just final destination level, like deaths and murders, or not murders, but you know, horrible accidents and stuff.
Like, yeah. Yeah, absolutely not. And then, like, so every spot, like every, that we always take, like in our journey to like places in the Caribbean, it's like, we always like these really humongous swells. And I think that, you know, obviously back in the day, like the Bermuda Triangle was like this really big, like elephant in the room with like older, I guess, forms of like aviation and like, and ships and stuff like that, where they don't have the technology to kind of fight that kind of stuff. So ships are going down cause they're getting lost and they end up sinking, or like planes are going down cause of the fog. And there's like some crazy Amelia Earhart shit with that too.
Right.
So, so that's probably the most like common one, but then you also have like ones like the Devil's Sea, which is like similar to the Bermuda Triangle. It's like a vortex that causes planes to drop from the sky, which is terrifying.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So that's kind of weird. I've never even heard of the Devil's Sea until I did like research for this episode. So like submarines and huge ships, go missing, and like, it's generally a pretty scary place that everybody avoids, unbeknownst to me. But so similar to the Bermuda Triangle, this vortex causes planes to drop from the sky, submarines and huge ships to go missing, and it's a generally scary place that everyone avoids. Now, we will end the list with something that might make you never want to travel by ship again. The Devil's Sea is a region of the Pacific south of Tokyo. It is also known in popular culture as the Dragon's Triangle. Now, similar to the Bermuda Triangle, there's many speculations exist that like why it happens, but they don't have like any really explanation as to why it exists. It's just like, then there's like the Island of Bermea, which is kind of weird. And then we have like the Stronsy Beast, which I've never heard of.
No, me either.
The cursed shipwreck, I think I have heard of.
I feel like that's like one of those like blanket stories though, you know, like there's in every culture, there's a cursed shipwreck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you have I think the biggest one that we know of that we've actually explored, because like there's like the Mystery of Atlantis, and there's like a secret not secret but like an old civilization that existed before we did, like underwater, like, you know. And of course you have like the movie like Aquaman and shit, so like based on that. But then you have like my favorite is probably the Mariana Trench.
That one's like, my favorite as well, because it's real. It's right there.
It's real, yeah.
And it is the ultimate unknown. We know more about space and the moon than we know about that.
Yeah, so the Mariana Trench is so vast. The pressure is so strong that there have only been four expeditions that have went on. James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. No budget too steep, no sea too deep. Who's that? It's him, James Cameron.
Oh my God. Is that real? Is that from something you did?
So they did, what the hell was it? So you know, like when people say, oh, we need to raise the bar.
Yeah.
So there was an episode of South Park where they took that literally. like the bar was something that had to physically be raised.
Yeah.
And who do you think they employed to raise the bar?
Oh my God, James Cameron.
So the song that went with it was like Bentley James Cameron song, like James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. It was so funny. And like, so he's like underwater, and he's leading this like expedition to raise the quote unquote bar, which is like so funny because literally everybody's like, there's the bars are the physical thing. It's like, it's just a metaphor. And then, and like James Cameron's like, nah, dude, it's real. I'm going to find it. So it's at the bottom of the ocean, like that little, like that weird little submersible that he has.
Yeah.
The crew up in the ship is just like tired and just kind of like annoyed. Like, James, can we please go home? Like, there's no bar. He was like, don't worry, guys, I'm going to find it. Pretty soon he goes, whoa. Oh, I found it. I found the bar. He's like taking a submersible, grabs onto the bar and like raises it like through the ocean. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
And everything like in life starts like improving because the bar's been raised.
Everything just gets better.
So funny to me, but oh man.
That's awesome. Oh, South Park.
It was kind of cool with, in regards to, I don't know what it is, but like I've been like on this Titanic kick lately. Just been like reading a bunch of shit about the Titanic. I don't know why.
I like the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, there's one. Shout out to my girlfriend Sam. She actually put me onto this theory that before the Titanic like went on its maiden voyage, they the shipping company pulled like the old switcheroo.
Yeah,
and they swapped out the ships and painted Titanic on a ship called the Olympia.
Was it the Olympia or the Britannica?
The Olympia.
Okay.
I think the Britannica, didn't that also sink?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, I think the, or, oh, there's another ship by that. There's like a similar name. It's like the sister ship to Titanic. It's not the Britannica.
Well, that's just like what the theory is about, is it's about like the guy who owns the Titanic. He's like this, like, I don't know, economic tycoon over in Britain.
Yeah.
And he was putting together like this cruise for this new ship, the Titanic.
Yeah.
And so he had his other ship. And what the conspiracy theory is that they painted this other ship.
Yeah.
Completely repainted it, said Titanic on the side, and he switched everything to that. Knowing that he had like three or four of his like big business competitors on that cruise. And that's where the conspiracy theory kind of comes in. Like it was doomed to fail from the very beginning. Like no matter what, something was going to happen.
Yeah. And I've also read the theory that switched ships, but the company that produced the Titanic, the company that made it, like the owner of like that company, or like the person who like was the head of like, I don't know, like not like they didn't own the Titanic, because that's kind of weird. Like you can't really own a ship,
right?
I think he like owns like the company that made it, and he profiteered off of like them using literally cheap materials to make the Titanic.
Okay.
And because the design, or the saying was back then, like God himself couldn't sink the Titanic,
right?
And it was believed
that's cocky as fuck.
Yeah, and it was believed by the engineers at the time that like, because they knew that there was a danger of like of ice fields, like yeah, before they even left.
Right.
So they theorized that if it did hit an iceberg, it could probably tank it. But it obviously didn't.
Yeah.
So basically the guy in charge of like building the Titanic, he ended up making a lot of money off of like basically selling it to like the lowest bidder in terms of materials, where he had to just, you know, he cut corners on the building of the Titanic to save money.
Wow.
And that ultimately ended in like the life of like 2000 people being dead.
Yeah. Right.
So, cause he wasn't on the ship at the time either. So
no, that's just it. Like,
yeah. There was like that thing with like JP Morgan, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
like he was like a lot of his competitors on the ship, and
is that who it is? It's supposed to be.
I think it's okay. JP Morgan. If for I remember sure. correctly,
that'd be right. You know, taking all our money.
Well, there's another thing, about like the fact that because now the Titanic was discovered like in the 80s by like this Navy major colonel, can't remember his rank, but
yeah,
just like a submarine whatever from the Navy, and he was on a mission from the Navy to like recover like all these old like to recover lost submarines from like the Cold War that might have like nuclear warheads in them.
Right.
He ended up finishing it like really early. Like he had like, I think like a month to do it, but he ended up doing it like 2 weeks.
Oh damn.
So he had 2 weeks of extra time. So, and then he just found Titanic.
Oh wow.
Imagine that. I think it was like 1984 they found it.
Yeah.
And then obviously James Cameron went, he went with that guy to make the movie. But dude, the technology, like how they made that movie, it was, I've watched behind the scenes. It's wild what they did.
It was next level for 96 or something.
Yeah, 97. Yeah. And the fact that like a lot of it, it was just a real ship. They built a real life-size ship of the Titanic.
Broke in half.
Yeah. They literally built that. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking insane.
Right.
Yeah. So the fact that they,
then he found the real life, what's her name? Jane.
Or oh. Rose.
Rose, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. I'm thinking Tarzan.
Yeah, they ended up finding her. So
So we found some lewdly drawn pictures of you down there.
Oh, yeah.
You got any explanations for us?
I was going
to say. Well, let me tell you about Jack.
and then, like, the funniest thing about that movie is, like, obviously, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. Kate Winslet's in it. Like, all those, like, famous, like, top-tier actors. And then you just had Bill Paxton. Yeah. I love Bill Paxton, though. He was a good dude. Oh, man.
Hey. Maybe he needed that movie. Okay.
Well, yeah, he basically played James Cameron in that movie because he played the guy looking for the Titanic, or he was looking for the heart of the ocean, like the diamond. Yeah. What a. Which is, you know what doesn't make any sense? Is like at the end of that movie, I know we're going like this Titanic tangent, but Rose, at the end of the movie, Rose throws the heart of the ocean like over the edge of like their ship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude,
why?
Well, you could have just gave it to the guy. He was looking for it. Why didn't you just give it to him?
Seriously.
Why did you like, this is like, this been this guy's like life's work to find it. And you just like fucking yeeted it off the side of a ship.
Nah, bitch.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Mm. So off the Titanic topic, back to our list here. We got a list of 10 spoopy things.
Let's talk about the cursed ship.
The cursed ship?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
So the cursed shipwreck. Now, we're talking about the shipwreck found in the Gulf of Mexico. And once ExxonMobil found it, the mysterious shipwreck continued to bring bad luck to anyone that came close to it. Now, the submarine that was meant to explore it malfunctioned right before it got close, and video monitors went out. Sonars were breaking, and basically nothing could even catch a glimpse of the shipwreck. It did not stop there. A researcher sub almost destroyed its own rover and also could not reach anything in the shipwreck. There were many other attempts to go near it to no avail.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I think there's like a theory with how much of like obviously like when you hear of like a curse or like just a shipwreck, you think of like treasure and gold, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think there's like some crazy number of like how much is like theorized that is down, like how much treasure is like theorized to be down still in the ocean and how much we've recovered. It's like a crazy number. It's like we've barely scratched like,
oh, seriously,
a couple percent.
I mean, you look between like the 1600s to like even nowadays, there are so many ships going like across that ocean all the time. Like all of those trade routes, like we've been using them for centuries.
Yeah.
You know, and how many of those ships have gone down? Like literally hundreds of thousands of ships have sailed those routes.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of that, there has to be so many that have gone down.
Oh, man. I wonder like, cause I've seen like episodes of, like Pawn Stars where like people have like gold from like shipwrecks and they get paid bananas dollars for it.
Really?
Crazy money, dude.
I believe
like, they had like, I think one guy had like a, he had like a, like, it was like a sack of like 50 or 60, like gold span, like gold coins off like a Spanish ship.
Yep.
He got paid like, I think he got paid like over $1 million for it.
I believe it.
It's crazy.
You're literally holding a piece of history.
Yeah.
That has blood on it.
And it's gold. Like it's still a valuable resource. So. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that stuff's super cool. It'd be really cool to be like a treasure hunter. Some of these guys be able to like have the resources to like explore the depths, like explore these really cool shipwrecks and stuff.
But then again, I'm actually kind of scared of doing that. I don't know about you, but I'm like scared of like going underwater when like,
I wouldn't do it. I would like to think that I would like to do it, but honestly,
I think you would be like really, really confident. And just like me, like, oh dude, we're going to like get on like the ship. We're going to go out to like the middle of the ocean.
Dude, I'd be on the dock, like getting on the ship.
Yeah.
Like, no,
and then be, I don't know. As soon as like that, like you're about to get in that submersible, you're like, you know what, man? I don't
really rather not.
Really rather not. Especially since like James Cameron did that in 97. And like they were just like chilling in there.
Yeah, just hanging out.
At the bottom of the ocean, just chilling.
Just checking stuff out. Like they were just all about it, man.
I wonder how you would feel like mentally. Because they don't like their behavior isn't like abnormal.
No, I imagine it's gotta be the mindset going into it. You know what I mean? And I feel like for something like that, like there's gotta be some sort of psych evaluation. Like, okay, maybe like you wouldn't do well for even 6 hours down at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, a 4 hour trek up and down too.
Yeah. That's like a good call. Ugh, I don't know. Or like, dude, an anglerfish.
Megan told me to bring those up because like
those are insane.
Those are terrifying. And what's even crazier is like where they live, like they have that little light almost to protect themselves as much as like catch food.
Yeah.
Like, cause there's even bigger, scarier shit down there.
Yeah.
Like there's those weird, like transparent, like eels with like the double jaws. Like,
dude, they're fucking insane.
Yeah. Like seriously, like xenomorphs just swimming around. Like we literally have just aliens living in like the deep sea. And what's even crazy is like, once you get to that level, like there's almost like a cloud,
yeah,
like a change in the sea level. And then you go beneath that and it's just black, literally just black. Like, yeah. How do you do that in a submersible?
And yeah, because it's just black. Like, it's just darkness. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, oh, yeah.
And imagine how much, like, them being down there with, like, the lights and everything fucked up them fish. They were like, what is that? You know, like, oh, our bodies now change because we're exposed to a light we've never seen before.
I don't know about you, but if I was chilling in the dark all my life and I saw this blinding-ass light coming down, I might attack whatever's in that.
Right. Yeah.
You just have like all these like wet demons coming out.
Seriously. Like what the fuck lives down there? Because like how much of that is at the bottom of the ocean? Like how deep is that section? Like, cause I mean, I don't know, big scary shit can live down there. Imagine it's big enough. Probably just swim around like a whale, just big ass mouth swimming around, just collecting all the other ugly ass fish down there and just eating good. And
what if it's just like the movie Shark Tale?
What happens in Shark Tale?
It's just the movie Shark Tale.
That's you get down there and then like there's just things like just talking.
Yeah, there's Will Smith is like the voice of one of the fish.
There's
like
a bunch of sharks that run a mafia.
That was pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my lord.
Oh man, they were all like loan sharks. Ha ha ha. But, no, the fact that we can build a telescope that can see millions of light years into space. But we can't make anything to see that far down to the ocean simply because it's dark and wet.
Right.
That arouses some suspicion, if you ask me.
Yeah, seriously. You know, I feel like Futurama makes like a small like hint at that as to why it's probably easier, though, with space and everything. Even for, say, like building a ship to go one way or the other. They're out fishing on the Planet Express ship and they like hook like this giant fish and it pulls the ship down underwater. And, it's just like falling apart. There's a bunch of pressure. And like Leela asked the professor, he's like, you know, like how much pressure can this ship hand? He's like, well, seeing as it's a spacecraft, it, can hand anywhere between like one to like zero atmospheric pressure, whatever unit. Yeah. You know, where like, underwater, you know, you're literally getting to thousands and thousands of pounds of pressure getting down that far. Like, so what happens if it does bust your shit up and like you're out there swimming in that? Did you just feel like crushed?
Oh, I think so.
Right.
Because because
our bodies can't handle that pressure.
No. Well, if my watch can't even make it in like 10 feet of water, you think a human's going to make it like thousands of feet underwater? No way, dude. Mm-hmm. We would, I think the same thing would happen down there as the same thing that would happen in space. We would just combust.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
We would implode.
Yeah. And this, I think what's extra scary, like for humans and why, like we just have left the ocean alone is like drowning is like the most terrifying way to die to me. And like, I've heard like, theory that like your body will not let you drown. So no matter what, like when you're drowning, your body is fighting to like not drown.
Well, that's why like you like kind of flail.
Yeah.
And like when you panic too, because like your body's just like, it keeps like tensing up all your muscles and you're just freaking out. Yeah. That's terrifying too.
Right.
So
Nope, absolutely not. I had a nightmare about drowning
a
few months ago. It was like the most realistic like nightmare I'd ever had. Like I was like drowning and like I could feel the water like burning my lungs.
Ugh.
And like I guess like Megan even said she like heard me like screaming like help me. Like help.
To wake you up?
Yeah, she woke me up like immediately. Like I guess it wasn't like I wasn't yelling it in the bed, but like in my dream I was
clearly
yelling,
like it was
clear, I was like
it was audible.
Help me. She was like, yeah, she woke me up. She's like, I figured whatever was going on, like you needed to get out of it.
I was like, wake me up, please.
Yeah, for real. And like, it was terrifying because like, I could feel like it was, you know, I'm like most dreams are almost like third person.
Yeah.
That's
a good way to put it, actually.
This was like first person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I saw like out of my own eye holes, like drowning underwater, like feeling the water, like in my body, like suffocating. Like it was just terrifying. It was fucking terrifying.
I can't believe my body let me go through that. Absolutely not. Hell no, I'm not doing that.
I need to talk to like some sort of psychic or something, see what that dream means.
I have a friend of mine, so stupid. So he's like, anytime we go to the beach, like in high school, he'd be like, dude, I can't touch the water, dude. I'm afraid of water. And I was like, really? Oh, and we were like, oh, all right, dude, like whatever. Like, okay. Like,
yeah,
we wouldn't like, you know, push him for it. But then he like, I don't know what we asked him, but we ended up asking him why, like, what was up with like, why he didn't like water that much.
Yeah.
His reasoning was so dumb. So basically what had happened was, well, I don't want to say that. I'll rephrase. It wasn't that it was dumb. It was that it was like way, way less of like, I guess a fear.
Like a traumatic thing.
Yeah. It was like, really was not that traumatic. Like, from my own experience, but I was like, okay. So he was like, yeah, like this one time we were like swimming out in the lake. And my little cousin, she went a little too far and we had to go swimming after and save her. But I was like,
oh,
that happens like all the time.
Right.
That happened like every summer when I was a kid.
That happens like most kids. I feel like that's like a memory for most kids.
And I can see if you were the kid that almost drowned, but no, you were the kid trying to.
Who went out and saved her.
Yeah. But he didn't even do it. Oh. Like somebody else did. He was one of the people that like ran in, but like he almost like, you know, wrote his name on the birthday card, even though he didn't buy anything for it.
Oh yeah.
Like those kind of guys.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I was like, so me and my other buddy were like, yeah, I remember I almost drowned and a man I did not know saved me and pulled me out of the water. And I thought I was going to get molested. And then he ended up just bringing me back to my parents. That was scary.
That I understand. Like
that, I was legitimately like underwater and I couldn't breathe, and I was like flailing around. And then like this random dude picked me up, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then he ended up like bringing me back to my parents, and I was "Whoa!" Yeah. So
I don't know. I've always been like just weird about water, like kind of like a cat, just don't like to get wet. But I'm also one of those people, like, if the pool's warm enough, I turn into a fucking fish. Like, well, yeah. I love just swimming, but like for the longest time, like I just didn't like going swimming.
Yeah.
And like when I was a kid, we were swimming at like one of my dad's parents' houses. Like I had to have been like two.
Yeah.
And I was in one of those like floaty things with like the little kid, like vinyl ones.
Yeah.
You know, and the bottom ripped out and I went under, and like, I'm sure it was just like literally not even a half a second before like my parents had me pulled out.
Yeah.
But like, I remember like going under and like, what the fuck? And then like being pulled out. But like, it was so long ago. Like I've kind of gotten over it. But then I went to Boy Scout camp and you have to like take a swim test to swim in certain areas. And I was a skinny little bastard. And you had to float on your back for so long to like swim in the deeper area where the raft was and all that stuff. And I could never float because I was just too skinny. Like I just could not do it. And so I never got to swim with my friends. Like they'd all want to go down to like the waterfront and like they'd all want to like go swimming. Like, well, I don't want to hold you guys back from swimming in the cool area. You know, like we got to stay where you can touch the ground. So like just for like years, I just couldn't float at summer camp. And, you know, so that just kind of turned into this just like dislike for like going swimming and stuff. But I don't know. Nowadays, I don't know. Being drunk in a pool is fun. So, being drunk in a pool is a blast.
But then again, we live in an area where like, we live, for everyone listening, we live like by the Great Lakes, and like what we border, or like, are we share coastline with Lake Michigan, but we have like a pier that everyone jumps off of in town.
Yep.
And tons of people
I've jumped
drowned.
Off of it.
Tons. I don't know if I ever did. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who died. So I like just wasn't willing to do it.
Right.
I was like, I just don't get it.
No.
If I was like tethered to like the ladder, then I might have, but I was like, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah.
It really just isn't. Cause I knew a guy, his name was Josh, RIP. He peer jumped.
Yeah.
Didn't resurface.
Oh.
So one of his buddies jumped in after him, couldn't find him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got caught by that undertow.
Yeah. And yep, he passed away.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, right. It's just that people keep doing it and like people keep dying. And it's like, dude, it's not worth it. It's not that fun.
Right.
So
yeah, no, water's scary, especially like open water. And yeah. What I think is scariest about like open water is like the unexplainable things that we're even seeing at like shallower levels.
Yeah.
Like this Baltic Sea anomaly.
Oh, dude, let's get in the Baltic Sea anomaly.
Yeah, definitely. Like I was just reading this. And so it is a strangely shaped formation, 300 feet deep on the floor of the Baltic Sea off the coast of Sweden. It's a strangely shaped it's the same.
Oh, does it repeat?
Yeah, it repeats. But still, discovered by two marine researchers in 2011, with the help of a sonar scan, this so-called anomaly has remained a mystery since then. It's a strangely shaped. Yep, there it is again.
That's really weird. So I did the research and like I ended up finding the site that like lists like top 10 like weird like things about the ocean, and like I've realized that too, where like it would keep repeating. I don't know why, but
yeah, it keeps getting fact checked. Somebody just editing it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so it looks absolutely strange and unnatural, and many have been speculating for quite some time that it is what it is exactly. A lot of people suspect that the formation is remains of UFO, but we don't have any proof of anything.
Remains. It always, you know, it always goes back to UFOs in this podcast.
Yeah,
it's almost always
right. The aliens explain everything. You know, it's almost the easy answer.
Well, that would okay. So then, the theory that I've read when it comes to like where, like, how come we don't see UFOs as often as like they're supposedly around? One of them is a little, they're like hiding in the ocean.
I believe that. I've heard that.
I believe that too.
Like if they were going to be anywhere, like they know where people haven't been.
Right.
But also I like to think of like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like ancient aliens, you know what I know. I didn't even want to put it that way. In my head, I put it together. It's like, oh shit.
What did I say about the History Channel, this podcast?
No, but like still like the theory of like, what aliens have visited like throughout like unwritten history, like things that we don't have documented. So we don't have any story of it per se. But who's to say like aliens at some point didn't cruise through here, like check things out way back then. And I don't know, like things like cities like the Atlantis or this Baltic Sea anomaly, like, it all could have been some crazy ancient aliens bringing us like weird futuristic technology, and like the people used it to their ability, but they were all cavemen basically. So it all just rotted away and sank to the bottom of the ocean anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but Atlantis, looked up a lot of theories on that. And one thing that I really like about it is people say like there's this weird, like strange, thing off the coast in Africa somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the way they look at it, it looks like it'd be like a giant city. It's all in the shape of a circle, and like there's like little like inside like concentric circles getting smaller and smaller. And they believe that's what, like, if there's remains of Atlantis anywhere, that was probably it.
You know
And the kind of technology that they would have had is something that people didn't have back then, but it was in a terrible floodplain, and of course, you know, with just times changing, it's probably super low already, just sank right into the ocean.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's pictures of this, like satellite images of this like cool little town. And what's wild is Wakanda is almost like based off of like the Atlantis in this theory. No joke.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, like, wow. Seeing that in like Black Panther, I was like, that's the Atlantis that they theorize about.
Okay.
Like, and like how they kind of have that like futuristic technology, but are still like very proud of like their tribal culture and stuff like that. And like they theorize that's how Atlantis would have been. And granted, like it probably wasn't like they had like computers and shit like that, but we're a little bit more technologically advanced than, you know, the people at the time.
Do they, this is a dumb question. Wait, is Atlantis from The Little Mermaid 2? Is there a city called Atlantis
in The Little Mermaid 2?
And just in The Little Mermaid.
Is it?
I don't remember.
Know. Maybe.
Okay.
Probably.
Because I don't. Actually, might be because Triton is king of Atlantis, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. It might be that.
Okay.
But I remember. Wait, are they supposed to be like? So the general theory about Atlantis, are they? Are the people like mer people or no. like? Okay.
No.
I was gonna say they're just like
just much smarter people than there were at the time. You know what I mean?
I've seen like that meme of like it was like what Ireland was before alcohol and like this bustling like metropolis and now it's just like now it's just a bunch of like weird like rednecks.
People fighting over religion still.
Like, oh, what do you want from Taco Bell, by the way?
What do I want from Taco Bell? Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
Sweet. But nah, Atlantis would be like really something cool. And it's one of those, like we've had these theories for so long, you know, centuries at this point for some of them. And have we really not like dug deep, like gone down there and checked these things out? Like,
cause wait, where is it supposed to be?
It's off like the,
is it off
eastern
of-
coast of Africa?
Oh, I always thought that it was underneath the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
That's what I always thought. I could be completely wrong. That could have been something from the History Channel.
Well, that's just it with the Atlanta thing. Or the Atlantis thing.
Dude, Atlanta is a world of its own.
I know.
I'll tell you.
But this Atlantis theory is like, we still don't know like anything about it. So it could have been anywhere. You know, there's like theories that it was actually like up like near like Great Britain and Ireland and stuff. Like off the coast way up there. I want to say, yeah, it used to be... Like where this like little thing is off the coast of like Senegal or Guinea.
Okay.
In Africa. And yeah, somewhere down there, like out in like the deeper ocean, there's some like strange, like circular anomaly that's huge, you know, like miles wide. And, you know, for the time where it would have been a town, like it's about the size of like a big city, you know?
Right.
Nothing like the cities we have now. So that's why it's hard to just pinpoint it on a map, but yeah, crazy.
Well, like I've seen like old images of Rome.
Yeah.
Dude, Rome was like, there was like 2 million people living in Rome during the height of like the Roman Empire. It was insane. 2 million people living in one city like that.
Right.
And that the architecture was like super, like intricate. And like the city layout was like really, really interesting. And like, and then when you think of like Rome now, do you think of like the Colosseum, like various like small ruins? Apparently what I read was that like after the fall of the Roman Empire, like Rome got like ransacked like for like over the course of like hundreds of years.
I'm sure it did.
And everything, and like just pretty much everything just got stolen.
Right.
It just stole like Rome basically. Just
ancient history, yeah. Like just destroyed or just hidden away and
yeah, then exactly.
Destroyed because it wasn't taken care of. Like,
yeah,
it's one thing I always think about with like ancient history is like how much is unrecorded, undocumented, like stuff yeah. Like we have to sit and theorize about now because things are just destroyed because humans are a bunch of just brutal savages.
I don't like those programs where it's like, this is what happened in like the year 45,000 BC. It's like nobody really knew what went on there.
Right.
It's just like, and like they're like making these statements with like such confidence, like, oh, this is what went on. Like the cavemen, this and blah, blah, blah. And like the Neanderthals, that, and you're like that.
That's a theory developed by somebody in the last 80 years.
That's a theory developed by the guy whose hair is all crazy from Ancient Aliens.
Aliens.
Anybody who looks like that, I'm not going to believe you.
Right, for real.
You look like the dude who says he's got like really nice weed, but when I go to buy it from you, you flake on me.
Yeah, right. You got to go pick it up from his motel.
Got to go pick it up from like the Aldi parking lot.
Oh my God. My God.
Damn.
Yeah, right.
I don't have anything unless you have some.
No, for sure. Well, even still with like on the topic of like terrifying things in the ocean, like I love those like Google Earth, like YouTube videos where it'll be like somebody like zooming in on something yeah. Like, oh, what is that? And they take the like the little pointer scale that they have in that to that. Yeah. Like it's 200 feet long, like popping yeah. out. Like, what is it? One of them, they think it's like a Kraken popping up around Antarctica, And you know, all it looks like is like, it looks like it could be like a tentacle, like coming out, but like your typical like movie tentacle, like if you're going to look at it, like you're going to try and find the suckers on it.
Right. Stuff.
But those like YouTube videos, it's such a fun hole to go down. Like, cause it's one of those, nobody knows if it's true or not. You know, it's just fun to think about, like kind of, let the imagination run wild with the terrors of the deep, you know?
Yeah. But you know what? If there was ever like an well, then again, if it's all expenses paid, maybe I consider. If there was just like, hey, you want to go on this field trip? We're going to go explore like the deep depths of the ocean. I'd be like, you know what?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. If they're right. Like, oh, we're going to go right to the heart of like the Bermuda Triangle. I'd be like, you know what? I'm not sold on that.
But, right. So, question for you then.
Okay.
Would you rather be one of the first people to help colonize Mars, or be one of the first people to colonize an underwater city?
So basically, Rapture from BioShock.
Yeah.
Or Elon Musk's wet dream.
Yeah.
Well, like, are both like best case scenarios for both?
Yeah. You know, why not? Like, okay. No, they don't have to be terrible, but okay. Like, which would you rather do? Like, if somebody is like, here's, I don't know, $40 billion for the rest of your life, but you got to go to one of these two places. Let's say you can't come back.
Say, I can't.
We'll back. Put them in the same wheelhouse, like, because you can't come back from Mars. Everybody knows that. That's a one way trip.
Well, if I can't come back from either,
yeah,
I'm probably gonna go with Mars.
Yeah,
probably.
Fair
at
enough.
Least because at least I'm like above the surface.
Yeah, right.
And at least I'll probably like live in like a biodome or something.
Yeah, seriously. And I'm sure like, I don't know, whatever's going to kill you on Mars is probably a lot less terrifying than drowning.
Or any like the demons like of the deep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just no, whatever ends up just surprising humans
like
down there.
Like a megalodon.
Oh my God, dude. Cthulhu.
Jaws.
The great old ones. Yogg-Mothoth.
Like. Oh, Cthulhu. Holy crap.
He just comes trudging through, you know, just steps on it. Doesn't even like, just takes a dump on you. Like, that's how you die. You die from
Cthulhu's just shits on you.
Yeah, you know, he's not actually evil. He's just big and
like, just like, he just doesn't know how to, like, he's really bad at moving his body.
Yeah.
So he's right. Really like disgraceful. He ends up just like accidentally whacking into the underwater sea, just decimating it.
He trips his big head, like, just sorry, guys.
Yeah. He barfs and just like emits like sonic energy that just kills us all.
Oh my God.
Just melts our brains.
Dude, like weird, like sonar things from deep in the ocean. Explain that shit. Like, they have no explanation for some of these sounds they're picking up.
Oh, like, what that's the a good, fuck? Yeah, dude. Like, I've heard some like that, like some audio files of like things that are like, taken from the ocean. Terrifying.
Seriously. Like, do you hear that when you're in James Cameron's little pod? Like,
if I heard that real time underwater, Hey, chief, let's turn this bad boy around and go back to the surface.
Either we're leaving or I'm killing all of you. Yeah. I'm leaving.
We got to get
killing myself.
We got to get out of your stat.
Right. Oh man. So, no. Yeah. Horrors of the ocean, man.
Horrors of the ocean. Closing statements. Is Atlantis real?
Yes.
All right.
That's my call on it. I think it's real. I think it's just something we haven't discovered yet. And I think we should. Or they did, and like someone like the Rothschilds or someone just has all the information and the wealth from it.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, okay. So I have, here's like a closing statement, I guess I could say. So would you rather, okay. So would you rather die in a plane crash? Well, I don't want to say die. Would you rather like be in a plane crash? Like a regular passenger jet.
Yeah.
Like you're taking a flight to like freaking Florida and it goes down like horribly.
Yeah.
You may or may not live. Right.
Right.
Or would you rather fall off the back of a cruise ship and get left behind and you may or may not die? People have lived.
Yeah, right. But holy shit.
Like, if it takes my 2-3 hours to like realize you're missing, they got to turn that bad boy back around. Get me there for a long, that's a long time.
Right.
And it's a long time of like fighting because you like got to stay afloat.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I thought about this like, and me sitting here in front of you, I think, it's pretty hard to say. I'm like, oh, maybe cruise ship. Cause like, I don't know, Like, they can come back for you. Well, right. I mean, but then when I, like, the last time I was on a plane, I thought about the same thing again. I'm like, ah, dude, I can't be on a plane. I'm not a good flyer at all.
No, no, really?
I can't do it.
Understandable, but
I mean, I do fly. I'll do it, yeah. But I don't enjoy it.
I know what you mean. I can be the same way. Like, I get really anxious before flights, and I've never been on a cruise, but I think I'd get more anxious on a cruise because I know my plane's going to be back on the ground in like 4 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Where like that boat, we're out there for like a week.
Yeah.
Nah.
No cell phone signal either.
Nope. I like ground. So if I have to crash into it, I'll choose that.
Well, it's like
then like treading water for hours. I would have no hope and I would just die.
Dude, imagine, because one lady did, and one lady, she got drunk on a cruise ship, and I think that, well, they knew that she went overboard right away because she was with her friends.
Yeah.
And she ended up like falling overboard because she was drunk. And, but her friends saw her like fall off. So they knew that she was gone right away. So I don't remember how long she was out there before they found her, but I think it was like, by the time they like got alerted, the captain turned around and found her. I think it was like 6 hours.
No, I you have to swim that long.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have a float. I think the fact that she was drunk helped her like survive hypothermia. It was like a weird thing.
Oh wow, yeah, that too. The temperature out there, man. Yeah, like no,
especially like in the Atlantic, it's cold as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So
no, I'd rather die in an explosive fireball.
As long as it's instantaneous.
Yeah, right. For yeah. real.
Plane crash or falling off the side of a cruise ship? Dude.
Taking plane crash every time.
You think you're taking plane? I might too. Only because, like, at least if it's a plane crash, if you live, you live. And, like, the event is over, like,
Once it's done, you know,
yeah,
whether you're sitting there like dying, you know, with like somebody's arm through your chest, like,
yeah, or you fall off the side of a ship and you're just swimming in the dark in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you may or may not be found.
Right.
So
no, plane crash.
All right. I think I'm realistic about to say plane crash too, but
yep. People survive plane crashes.
That's true.
You know,
I don't know anybody who, other than that one story where that lady did actually get found in the ocean. I don't know anybody else who's like fallen off and lived.
Right.
So,
no.
All right. Well, I think we're right there.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you.
Reality.